Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, and what state are you registered to vote in?
Tucson, Arizona.
Arizona, all right. And what year were you born in?
October 19, 1958.
Oh, 1958. Just the year is fine. All right, 1958. Perfect. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote at all?
I'll vote.
All right, so like almost certain then? Perfect. So if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Donald Trump's coming back to the presidency.
All right. Donald Trump coming. All right.
I don't want him.
All right. No worries. I think Donald Trump coming back into presidency. All right. Really good answer, by the way. So now thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Democrat.
All right. So Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden.
All right. So thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. So some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, could you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? 0 means that there is absolutely no chance at all you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. So the first candidate is Joe Biden.
100%.
All right, and Donald Trump?
0%. I hate him.
Okay, so thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democrat.
All right. If the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
I hate Carrie Lake. Ruben Gallego.
All right. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
It's hard in the air, but I would still go for Joe Biden. The Democrat,
right.
The Republicans fucked up his, when he wanted to, you know, pass that law, and they were against it. So fuck the Republicans. Joe Biden.
All right. So do you like, trust Joe Biden somewhat more or much more?
I trust Joe Biden more than I trust Donald Trump. Trump, everything comes out of Trump's mouth is a lie.
All right. So now if you could please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. And I can repeat those options again if you would like. So the first one is, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Okay, I agree on that.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
That is kind of up in the air, but I'd still go for Joe Biden. I want nothing to do with Donald Trump.
All right, so would you say with this statement, do you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
All right. So the next one is, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
I strongly agree.
Strongly
agree. There's a lot of American people that will not work.
All right. So President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. All right. Strongly agree. So President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the U.S. for over 10 years.
Unchecked? Did you say unchecked?
No. I said President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Yes, I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Yeah, I strongly agree, because the white people will not work out in the fields.
All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Yeah, I agree on that.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Yeah, I strongly agree. I don't mind that.
All right.
Quiet.
So now if you could please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration or like immigration reform would make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or it will make no difference when supporting him. And I can read those options again if you would like. So the first one is a program that grants...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants or vulnerable migrants.
I somewhat agree. Some of them have no business in our country, but...
All right, so okay. Would that be like, this would make you much less likely to support Biden, somewhat less likely to support Biden, somewhat more likely to support Biden, much more likely to support Biden, or it makes no difference?
I prefer Biden. Much stronger to...
For this kind of category, it's all about Biden. So kind of for this segment, it's all about kind of reforms he's trying to make or reforms he's trying to, like, enact. So for this one, it's kind of just like after each program, if based on this program, it would make you want to support him much less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or if it makes no difference because you're going to, like, maybe not support him or you're going to support him either way. So which one would you say it falls into the category? And I can read the categories again. So the categories are, this will make you much less likely to want to support him, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or it makes no difference.
Much more likely to choose Biden.
Support him. All right. So a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade and are protected from immigration.
I would say more than likely I support Biden still.
All right. So would that be much more likely then?
Yes.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I would still say much strongly agree. I'd still support Biden.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I still strongly agree with Joe Biden's policy.
All right. So would this make you, like, much more likely to support him then?
Much more likely I would support him.
All right. Perfect. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
I would still strongly support Biden because there's a lot of lazy Americans that will not work on the fields, lazy Americans that will not work in hotels, lazy Americans that will not work for fast food.
All right,
yes,
so
I strongly agree.
Much more likely then?
Yes.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yes, I strongly agree. I would still support Joe Biden.
Much more.
My dad was an immigrant from Mexico, and he got his U.S. citizenship.
Okay. By the way, are you watching the movie Friday the 13th? Because I heard the music in the background, I think.
Oh, that's, my grandkids are watching PBS.
Oh, okay, because that's such a good movie. I love it. So the next one is, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
I strongly agree.
Much more likely?
They should stay here. Yes.
All right.
So now
I'm going to read you like a short series of following statements, and if you could tell me if these make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned. So the first one is, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
That was too fast for me.
No worries. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
I disagree. Republicans, they're using the border immigration as a benefit to benefit Donald Trump. No. Hey, stop! Go ahead.
All right. So would you say that?
Can we do this some other time, Jesse? Can we do this some other time?
We're almost done. Go ahead. All right, so Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Does this make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
A little concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
I'm concerned about that one.
So very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, and not all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. My daughter was talking to me. Say it again.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
I somewhat would agree.
So would that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
All right, somewhat concerned. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
I believe that. So what do I say? So
would that make you like very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Yes. Somewhat concerned.
All right. And lastly, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
I believe that. So, somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned? All right. Well, we're finished with that part of the survey. The rest is just demographic, and it's very fast. So I'm going to read you about like some different approaches from President Trump and President Biden have proposed about immigration, if you could tell me which one comes closer to your opinion. So Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country, while Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. So which one comes closer to your own opinion?
I don't like that. Donald, I like Joe Biden's idea better than Donald Trump.
Do you like it somewhat closer or much closer?
Much closer.
All right. So after hearing some information about all that, just have to kind of ask you one last time. If the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democratic Joe Biden. Even he's old. I want him.
So as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or in this country without papers?
I know a lot of people that are in the country without papers.
All right. So
they're
that's
U.S.
Like...
citizens. They're working American. I mean, working right. citizens from another country without papers.
All right. So would you say, like, yes, you know, a friend, a family member, a coworker, an acquaintance, or would you prefer to not say?
Acquaintance.
All right. So in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? So I'm going to give you a list, and you figure if you could just tell me if you use them or not. So the list goes Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Spanish language radio programs, Univision or Telemundo, Facebook, WhatsApp, Fox News Channel, or like websites, OAN or Newsmax, MSNBC and CNN or some other major network channels.
All of them except TikTok.
All of them except TikTok. All right. All right. Perfect. So the last short question is just go, from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage from? You said Mexico, right?
Mexico, right.
Mexico, all right. So were you born in the U.S. mainland or were you born on some other country?
I was made in Mexico, was born in the USA.
All right. And were either your parents born in, like, Banda, Puerto Rico or another country?
No, they were born in Mexico.
All right. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Like, always Spanish, more
English.
Spanish than English? All right. So would that be always
English
or more English than Spanish?
Always. More English than Spanish.
All right. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
I'm something else, all right, but I'm Democrat.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I consider myself a strong Democrat.
All right. In political terms, would you say you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I say I'm liberal. I don't give a shit, but liberal.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
One year of community college.
All right. What is your religion? That is, if you have any religion. If you don't, that's totally cool.
Roman Catholic.
Catholic, all right. And just strictly for verification purposes, can I have your first name?
Guillermo.
Guillermo.
G-U-I-L-L-E-R-O. Yeah, you said it pretty good. Guillermo, yeah. G-U-I-L-L-E-R-M-O.
All right, it's because I'm also Hispanic, so that's why I'm going to... I'm like,
that's cool. Orale.
But cool. I mean, I'm not from Mexico. It's from El Salvador. So.
Okay, but that's fine. That's fine. El Salvador, all right? That's cool.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Guillermo. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants of research are competent.
You guys can call me. You guys can call me. I'll give you guys my lip.
All right.
You can call me back.
All right.
Thank you.
Well,
have a good evening.
So much for your time. Adios. Goodbye.
Bye.